On University of California Irvine Week, trauma from war is a painful truth. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amal Alakar, associate professor of teaching and pharmaceutical sciences, examines ways to help mitigate the fallout.
When the 2011 peaceful uprising in Syria turned into war, my family and I were among the 13 million Syrians who had to leave their homes. Through that life-changing experience, I became concerned about the long-lasting impacts of trauma caused by wars and natural disasters, not just on the current generation, but also the generations to come. My current research focuses on how and when biological mechanisms lead to trauma transmission from parents or even grandparents to children. In our most recent study, we identified a novel biomarker for early life prediction of those at risk of developing depression in adulthood. We also found that early pharmacological interventions with acetylcarnitine produced long-lasting protection against intergenerational trauma-induced depression. Given the unique features of acetylcarnitine, this natural supplement can represent an innovative and unique protective strategy should it be administered early in life. We are studying the mechanisms of stress and depression so that healthcare professionals can prevent the psychiatric disorders rather than just intervene. The study is relevant at this moment in human history, as so many pregnant women are exposed to stressful environments such as the COVID-19 pandemic. It is also timely in the awakening of the anti-racism movement, as it tackles the biological mechanisms of collective transgenerational trauma of slavery, racism, and oppression. This has transforming impact on the lives of millions of people globally who suffer from depression or have the risk of developing this disabling disorder, particularly those in which the depression arose from intergenerational trauma. As scientists, we might not be able to prevent human-made wars and atrocities, but we hope to mitigate their long-term deleterious effects on mental health.
That was Amal Alakar of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.